Welcome to the Take a Chance Apprenticeship podcast. In this series, we look at the alternative routes to qualification taken to secure a position at Clifford Chance. In this episode, I'm happy to be speaking to Natasia Correa in regards to her career. My name is Gurkiran Kaur Sohal, and I'm a paralegal apprentice from the Clifford Chance Newcastle office. Thank you for being on the podcast with me, Natasia.
Thanks very much, Kiran.
Please, can you introduce yourself?
Yeah, of course. So my name's Natasia Correa. I'm a supervisory paralegal in the Clifford Chance Newcastle office. I've been here for just over a year now. And yeah, I'll let you kick it off, Kiran.
Thanks, Natasia. What's your career journey?
So I initially started as a languages graduate. So I went to Newcastle Uni. I did French, Spanish and Portuguese. And then I followed that through with a master's in translation. So I did professional translation of French, Spanish and Portuguese again. So I didn't originally start off with a classic law background, but I got my first job straight from uni in a small high street firm. It was specialising in French law, so I used my language skills and incorporated it into more of a legal path. I was there for about 4 years and then I moved into Clifford Chance.
So what made you want to work in the legal sector then?
So I do enjoy being challenged and seeking kind of rewarding experiences and working directly with clients, working on complex deals, which is obviously something that Clifford Chance is heavily involved in. Our current firm obviously gives you the opportunity to work with some of the brightest minds in the market and to work on some really interesting projects.
What are some of the biggest lessons you have to learn in your role so far?
I would say as a supervisory, being able to bring out the best in people and being able to motivate a team. I currently volunteer as a buddy mentor in the buddy program, which offers new members of the team and new members to the Newcastle office a smooth introduction into Clifford Chance's world in the Newcastle office. It's quite rewarding to see how others are flourishing in their roles and talk them through the different opportunities and networking events that are available to us.
What do you enjoy about working at Clifford Chance?
I came to Clifford Chance for the global presence. So we work with offices worldwide across the globe every single day from Australia to Munich to New York. And it really gives us a great opportunity to work with such a diverse range of not only lawyers, but clients. A lot of our clients are very high profile. So it means we deal with a wide range of complex deals, ultimately giving us great aspects for our own personal portfolios too.
How do you deal with mistakes?
I would always give the advice of try not to bog yourself down on any mistakes that you're making. Don't take anything too personally. And there's always a supportive network around you. In the Clifford Chance office, there'll always be somebody that you can reach out to. There'll always be a meeting room that you can pop in to talk through various different kinds of feedback. Understand a fast-paced environment can be quite easy just to fully immerse yourself in the deal, and then if there are mistakes that may come around, it can be difficult, but there's always somebody that you can reach out to. I would say that's one of the things that the buddy program really really promotes, is giving the environment where you can talk about any issues but also talk about any mistakes or anything that you want to work on.
What advice would you give to your younger self?
I would say always be your authentic self and always be open-minded. My path is very different to a traditional law graduate. I would have never thought that I would be here today in a magic circle firm working for Clifford Chance. So definitely bear in mind that you never know where things lead and just always take the opportunities.
Thank you for joining me on the podcast. It's been nice to hear from you. Thank you for listening to the Take a Chance podcast with Natasia Correa.